Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Matcha, and friends, I've got a spectacular guest this weekend. Actually, one that I've adored for many years, and yet somehow I've overlooked getting this great lady on the show. And then when I caught this announcement about what she's doing in the Flathead, I said, wait a minute, enough time has passed. We have got to bring Kristen Zuckerman to the show. So, Kristen, welcome. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Justin.
So Kristen's with Engel & Volkers, and your desk is up in Whitefish, right?
I actually live in Whitefish.
Okay.
However, I co-manage our Kalispell shop and our Polson shop.
Oh,
so
nice.
You can find me all over the Flathead Valley.
And we usually do.
Yeah.
Because you're a strong producer. So that's awesome. Really cool. And Kristen, by the way, okay, I just jumped right into this. Let me thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. We've got a lot to unpack. In fact, I'm excited about this because you've got a fantastic story, and what you're doing here in the Flathead is also a fantastic story. So we may take this into next weekend, if that's okay, if I can bring you back into the studio.
Absolutely.
I know you're a busy lady, though. So before we get to what you're doing, let's go to where you've been. So you got your license a handful of years ago here, right?
Yep. So I've been in the Flathead since 2016.
Okay.
I've been licensed since the late 90s.
Oh, okay. So you've got some experience.
Got some years behind me.
Yeah.
Started on the East Coast.
Okay.
Had my MBA in real estate. Actually started in corporate real estate with McDonald's, doing site selection for them.
And wow.
Over the course of many more decades than I want to admit to having been in the business, have kind of worked every aspect of commercial, from lending to development to site selection.
That's got to be quite the experience, though.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've all seen the movie, or at least know enough of the McDonald's story to understand that that's really a real estate company more than it is a burger company.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to be be part of that force, that's wild. What an experience.
It was kind of interesting, you know, to graduate college and have your very first job be, okay, here's Rhode Island.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Go tell us where we need to be.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome.
Hit the ground running.
And you have an MBA in real estate.
I do.
Yeah. So just quick little question here. Does that level of real estate differ than if I'm helping my friend go buy their first home?
You know, I think some of the aspects of commercial real estate and that level of training that transfer over are really things that any good residential real estate agent are doing, which is communication.
Sure.
Communication. Answering.
And clarity, probably.
And clarity. And project management.
Okay, sure.
So much of what we do is project management and just keeping all the other pieces of the puzzle on task.
Yeah.
And really the work begins once you found that house for your client.
Right,
and
right.
I think that's where it transfers over.
So in this case, if I'm helping my good friend buy their first home, it's a lot like you helping Ray Kroc expand with the next Golden Arch over in Rhode Island somewhere, right?
There's a little bit more math involved.
Just a little bit.
Impact studies and lease negotiations.
Wow.
And yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that was that's the heavy lifting background of Kristen Zuckerman, by the way, friends. Okay. Now let's move forward. Mm-hmm. So you find your way west, like many good people do. And it's 2016, so it's okay because we're not upset about that yet. and actually, what a great time to get here, though, because the pendulum has been swinging back. It's a few years into this good buyer's market at that point, and bam, you're here in Whitefish. You start to make a difference. You start to get involved. You start to plug in. You start to sell really well, and therefore you're recognized by others. A tremendous amount of agents love doing business with you, and a tremendous amount of agents have done business with you. So there's all of that. Now, are you practicing commercial here, or are you focused more residential?
I'm focused pretty solely on residential.
Sure.
There's a lot less commercial here than there was back in the Northeast.
I bet.
So, and because I was new to the area in 2016 when I started with out-of-state clients kind of before everyone started moving here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gotcha.
You know, I didn't have the sphere of influence that someone that grew up in the Valley would have. So,
right.
I kind of started helping out-of-state people find land,
right?
You know, to begin with. And that has just escalated and to the point where I've now done repeat business with a number of clients, and
right.
They in turn have listed and sold. And
so let's go there real quick, because I know that we do oftentimes have realtors listen to this show, and mm-hmm. a good bucket of those might be pretty new. And some of those that are new might also be new to the area. you know, for whatever reason they've relocated or they've moved across the state or what have you. And they get into this thing called real estate and they'll say things like, Justin, I don't know how I can get started because I didn't grow up here or I don't know anybody here. And yet Kristen was singing the same song in 2016. And now look at you.
It can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. And I imagine there's an ingredient in that called persistence.
Persistence, showing up, treating it like a full-time job, getting out there and getting involved in the community. Yeah. I mean, I know we're here to talk about Housing Whitefish, but one of the first places I plugged in was the community theater.
Wonderful.
Half of my kids are involved in theater in some way, shape, or form. And
cool.
So I plugged in and joined that board early on.
You know what, Kristen, you'd pulled the curtain back on this one. I do want to get to Housing Whitefish. We've got to take a quick break. When we get back, can we discuss what that effort is, how you're involved with it, and what's going on with it?
Looking forward to it.
This is the Fight at Home Show. We're hanging out with Kristen Zuckerman of Engel & Volkers. My name's Justin Mecha, and we'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
And we're back. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Kristen Zuckerman of Engel & Volkers. And you know what, Kristen, just before we took the break, you had dropped the bomb. We're here to talk about Housing Whitefish. Because I caught this announcement, you know, discussing or announcing your involvement with Housing Whitefish. And I thought, okay, let's talk about this because we know, of course, we know across the valley that there is some housing pressure, especially in Whitefish.
Especially in Whitefish, and especially in the price point that our local service mm-hmm. industry workers, the people that hold our community together, that are working in our restaurants, that are teaching in our schools, that are working in our hospitals, have effectively been priced out of Whitefish.
Okay.
And I pulled some numbers in preparation and looked back at 2019. The average sales price in Whitefish for a single family home was just under $750,000.
2019 average single family residence was just under
$750,000.
Just under $750,000. Okay.
Now, all right. The last 12 months, that average sales price is now over $1.5 million.
Wow, that's double.
That's double.
That's double. Since 2019 doesn't seem that long ago. Actually, 2019 was the pre-COVID year.
It was pre-COVID.
Yeah. And some of us like to call it the last normal year.
Exactly right.
Okay. So normally, real estate in 2019 in Whitefish priced at $750 for an average single-family residence. Now over $1.5 million.
Now over $1.5 million.
So what has that done to us?
I start a lot of phone calls with home buyers looking to move to the area with maybe we need to be looking in Columbia Falls and Kalispell.
Right. Like swing outside.
The product just does not exist in Whitefish anymore with one exception, which is a workforce housing development being privately developed currently.
Okay. Okay. And we should talk about that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like we have more content. I like content. Matt loves content. So, okay. All right. Now what? So are they literally going? So we have a lot of commuters. The service-based industry of Whitefish is probably commuting into town.
They're commuting in town. Some of them are living in their cars. Some of your servers and waiters and waitresses may look younger because they're college kids that have the benefit of still living with mom and dad.
Right. Right.
And some of your favorite restaurants are not open for dinner every night and may not be open for lunch.
I did catch that. Yeah, because they're not able to
staff
because the staff's not able to live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so see the trickle effect here? Yeah, we're drawing the picture. It's not looking that pretty.
No.
What about Housing Whitefish?
So Housing Whitefish is a newly formed board, completely comprised of volunteers.
Mm.
We are the fundraising and development arm of the Whitefish Housing Authority.
Okay.
So the Whitefish Housing Authority has been around for a long time.
Okay.
We have only started meeting earlier this year. I think we've had 3 meetings right now.
Okay.
Great group of people that have come together. We're trying to do a lot at once.
Yeah,
everything from hiring an executive director to getting our website live. We do have our Facebook and Instagram live.
Okay.
And I would encourage everyone to follow along at Housing Whitefish. We're doing a series on Meet Your Board Members right now.
Wonderful.
And we'll have some exciting fundraising opportunities coming up on there as well.
We'll be sure to link this show to that. Housing Whitefish on Facebook and Instagram.
On Instagram.
All right. Wonderful. We can do that. The kids like the social media.
The kids like the social media. And we're going to do our best to have everyone follow along. Okay. There are a lot of other, or a couple other nonprofit groups popping up with kind of the same intent as us. Mm-hmm. We are the ones that are linked to the Whitefish Housing Authority and partnering with the city to try to get stuff done. So things like the snow lot that Whitefish Housing Authority have been working on and Alpenglow. You know, we'll start to be involved in the development side of things there.
So is your, let's see, Housing Whitefish, do they look to negotiate with the developer and the city and therefore allow for more affordable housing? Draw this picture for me.
We're going to do it all. One of our first things in addition to fundraising is going to be looking at land banking opportunities.
Okay.
We do have some donors waiting in the wings to help us purchase property that can be developed for affordable housing. It doesn't need to be 10 acres. We can work with as little as an acre and a half or 2 acres. The tricky part up in Whitefish is finding the spot to do that,
right,
where the neighbors are going to come out and support and embrace that.
Because that probably means high density.
It does. It doesn't have to mean super high density. I mean, if we can create pockets of units that people can live in, it doesn't have to mean a big project somewhere.
With proper planning, this can flow really well.
Right. But we need to find land that's on city services, that's zoned appropriately or has a chance of being zoned appropriately, that the community is going to come out and support.
You know, in my experience, and I don't have a lot of experience in this yet, and most of it's through just conversation like this, it's the zoning that can be problematic. Sometimes the zoning reissuance or the zoning reconsideration can take so long that the market would completely shift by the time they make the decision. So I suppose it's beneficial to have boards like this, having these conversations at a high level, high intensity, to keep the wheel greased.
And the wheel is starting to turn. I'm sure it's not going to turn as quickly as any of us would like it to, because of things like zone changing and finding those parcels of property and getting approvals just takes longer.
Yeah,
we would love to have a shovel in the ground tomorrow.
Yes, of course.
Won't be tomorrow.
Well, speaking of tomorrow, Kristen, we're out of time. However, I want to bring you back on the show to discuss more realistically what Housing Whitefish looks like and what we can do as a community to get behind that. Is that okay?
Sounds great.
All right, we're going to bring you back. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Be safe, be well, have fun, and of course, as always, Flathead,
welcome home.